This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Tara May in the studio with us. She's the volunteer coordinator with Nana's House. Tara, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Terry.
Okay, Nana's House is doing great things in our community. Tell us about it.
Nana's House provides a home for children in our community who have been either neglected, abandoned, abused, or are in need of a safe, loving home. We provide Christian-based home for 5 children currently. We're in the process of building a gated community where we'll be able to take in an additional 35 children. There's a huge need in our community for a home like ours. We receive phone calls on a daily basis, people that just cannot care for their children anymore, or grandparents that have been raising the children and have found themselves ill or in bad economic situations. And so we take the children in and we provide for them and we give them that love and that nurturing that every child so deserves.
Is it a temporary placement?
We take custody of the children for a year in agreement with the parents or whoever gives us the child, that if they can provide that home for them, that they can properly care for the children, that custody will be returned to them. We have one child who's been with us for almost 3 years. It's possible that we can have these children right up until they graduate high school, at which time we would send them off to college and know that we have provided them a solid foundation to go out onto their own.
Well, this is a huge undertaking. So how do you fund this?
Nana's House is 100% funded through the community. We receive no government funding. We're also 100% volunteers. Our executive director, Kim Froge, donates 80 to 100 hours a week. She does not draw a salary. Nobody there draws a salary. 100% volunteer.
So you have a thrift store, a thrift house, that's on Malabar Road, and that's been open for how long now?
The thrift cottage has been open since earlier this year, April timeframe, I believe. We're open from Wednesday. We're open Wednesday through Saturday. And we're on Malabar Road about half a mile before US 1.
And so donations are accepted there, and you take what types of things?
We do accept donations. We ask that they be coordinated. Unfortunately, people will drop items off when we're not open, mm-hmm. leave them outside.
You get rained on, people take them. And,
exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we do ask that people contact us beforehand so that we can make sure we're going to be there to receive them. We ask that all donations be in good, clean condition so that we can resell them there in the thrift cottage.
Okay, so there's a big fundraiser coming up, and it's this Saturday at Camp Holly. You want to tell us about that?
The Nana's House Music Jam. We're so excited to have 3 local bands coming out to participate. Starts at 2 o'clock with Chuck Van Riper, followed by the X Band from at 4 o'clock, and then All About Nothing begins at 6.
So the event starts at 2 and goes until 8?
8 p.m., correct.
Approximately. So what else is going to happen?
We're going to have a cornhole tournament. There's going to be a clown there, face painting, bouncy houses. There's going to be a barbecue. We've really arranged a very family-friendly event to help raise funds for Nana's House.
And this is at Camp Holly, which is out on 192?
West of 95 on 192, a couple miles out.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a fun day. A chance, if you haven't ever been out to Camp Holly, it's the real Florida. And I suppose you could probably even arrange for an airboat ride while you're out there if you wanted to. But all the proceeds go to Nana's House.
Admission is by donation. We're really trying to schedule an affordable day for the family.
So everyone should come on out. As she said, it's by donation only, so you can just come out, make a donation. And if you want to participate in the cornhole, that's $10 a person. There'll be barbecue plates there. Those will be available for purchase.
That is correct.
And it just sounds like a family-friendly event, and it's this Saturday at Camp Holly. Begins at 2 o'clock and goes until around 8. So if people wanted more information about Nana's House, maybe they want to make a donation or they want to bring something to the thrift store, let's give them the web address where they could contact someone.
Email address is nanashousethriftcottage@yahoo.com.
Okay, so that's Nana's House Thrift Cottage, that's all one word, at yahoo.com. And that's an email address, so you can just send an email and somebody will get back with you with all the answers.
Absolutely. Thank
you. All right. Tara, thanks for coming in. Once again, this is Nana's House Music Jam. Happens this Saturday at Camp Holly. Starts at 2 o'clock. For more information, email nanashousethriftcottage@yahoo.com.